This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to 7-5 Radio. This is the show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking, and will get you suspended from Twitter if you don't need suspended. Anyways, how are we doing today?
Well, I'm doing okay for being in Twitter jail.
Right. Anyways, Walt, let's get down first order of business. We need to remember Deputy Sheriff Ryan Thompson of the Kittyass County Sheriff's Office in Washington. End of watch, Tuesday, March 19th, 2019. Deputy Thompson was involved a vehicle pursuit. The driver of the car opened fire, killing Deputy Thompson. Fortunately, his offender is shot and killed. But anyways, moving right along, folks, you heard it right. We are in Twitter jail. Both Walter at Walter Yerkew, myself at Scoop Stan, and the radio show at 7-5 Radio 1 are all suspended from Twitter. Because what happened was a couple days ago, I was on Twitter, of course. I'm on Twitter all the time promoting the show and putting stuff in and conversing back and forth to various friends of the show. And somebody mentioned Kenny Urell's book called Betrayal in Blue, the shotgun memoir of the scandal that rocked the NYPD. And it was written by Urell, Burl Bearer, and a Frank Gerardart. So anyways, somebody mentioned the book and about some incident that's going on. It had nothing to do with the 7-5 or Kenny or Walter or myself. And somebody mentioned the book, and I said, get out of here, that Bravo Sierra. But I didn't write Bravo Sierra. I wrote the other acronym for BS. So then one of the authors, one of the ghostwriters, I want to say, Frank C. Gerardart, said, well, people have the right to free speech. So I replied to the ghostwriter, Frank Gerardart. I replied with a picture of Betrayal in Blue that was in a trash can owned by Mr. Yerkew and set on fire by Walter Yerkew. And so then he wrote back to me saying that, you should check out my book about an arsonist called Burning Down or Burning or whatever. And I said, well, I'm too busy because right now I'm reading a book called I'll Break Your Neck If Your Neck Needs Breaking by Walter Yerkew. So anyways, Mr. Gerardart must have gotten offended or feared for his personal safety and alerted the Twitter police. So I got a nice email from Twitter saying that 7-5 Radio 1 is suspended, Scoop Stanton is suspended, and for whatever reason, Walter Yerkew is also suspended from Twitter, even though he had nothing, and I mean nothing to do with it. Also, what gets me is it's obvious that Mr. Gerardart did not watch the 7-5 movie. If he did, he only watched the trailer on YouTube, because in about the 50-minute mark of the 7-5 movie, you see one Walter Yerkew saying, I'll break your blinking blank neck if your neck needs breaking. And then Walter sells said T-shirts with the phrase, with his likeness on it, with a phrase on it, and write with his name, Walter, in the 7-5. And, of course, on 7-5 Radio, we have Mr. Edwards saying, this is a show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking, which, you know, that is what's called a catchphrase. Just like Dope and by Homer Simpson and Hell Yeah by Stone Cold Steve Austin and other memorable things. What's your take on this so far, being in Twitter jail?
Well, you know, I got a history with this book and its co-writer and its writer. And, you know, a couple of years ago, Urell did a radio show to promote his book. And I listened to it. It was, you know, after it was on and after. And his ghostwriters weren't too, how can I say, nice about my height and my weight. And, you know, they were calling me names like Lurch, and I think they mentioned Frankenstein. And they were, like, giggling, you know, like they knew me, you know, like they were my best friends. And, oh, yeah, we're just messing around, yeah, Lurch and this and that. So I texted Kenny about that. I was like, you know, Lurch, Frankenstein, really? Come on. And he says, oh, well, you know, I can't control what they say. And da, da, da. I says, well, what you should have said was, hey, you know, you don't know him. You know, leave the name calling out of it. You know, and, you know, I got thick skin, but these people don't know me from a hole in the wall. So I started tweeting, PM messaging this character about it. And he denied it, and I sent him the recording. I says, you know, just apologize. You don't know me from a hole in the wall. Just apologize. Oh, he called Kenny. Kenny got me on texting me about, oh, you're going to scare this old man. He's going to have a heart attack. And, you know, when people write stuff, they need to expect to have some backlash, you know, especially if it's negative. Even if it's positive and you didn't have permission to write about this person. Yeah, no freedom of speech, freedom of press, blah, 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 right. But it's all free until you start annoying people. You know, hence you can't scream out fire in a movie theater, you know. You know, hence you can't scream out, you know, that there's some type of catastrophe when there isn't. You know, dating back to Orson Bean's End of the World. You know, you can't do that stuff. So anyway, we got celebrities getting hundreds and thousands of millions of dollars from like the National Enquirer or the New York Post for saying negative things, you know, about them. And this guy, Barrett and Burrell or whatever his name is, and Urell, you know, I read the book. It's about 325 pages long. It took me about an hour to read it. And because the book sucked. It was mainly an attention whore fictional book about Urell and his wife and his in-laws, how, you know, they were part of the Jewish mafia in New York. You know, it was just a mess. And he said some stupid stuff about me in the book also. And the only page I saved from burning in my burn barrel was a page that he wrote about me. And that is I'm going to carry that with me to every interview I ever do, and I'm going to shove it down his throat. It's a horrible thing to say about people. And, you know, the guy's a rat. Plain and simple. He says it in the movie. He's a rat. This guy is trying to make money while being a wreck. So.
Right. So, anyways, while we're coming on our first commercial break, we'll finish up with Kenny the Rat being in Twitter jail, drag queens, a DC council, a conservative, and Donna Brazile. All in 45 minutes or less on 7.5 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
All right, we're back in Twitter jail. If you just joined us, myself, Mr. Yerkew, and the 7-5 show Twitter is currently suspended. We're talking about Kenny Rail's work of fiction called Betrayal in Blue. And I was reading some of the reviews on Amazon, and what's funny, one reviewer put, from what I was told by Mike, was that this idiot Tromboli couldn't find a whore in a whorehouse. Is that pretty accurate, Walter?
Yeah. And I said, you know, he couldn't find his ass with both hands. He's another one that wrote a bunch of nonsense crap with that hack New York Post/Daily News writer, Mike McElary, who's right. Out to see, knock wood. Yep. Thank you. He wrote a couple of books, Good Cop, Bad Cop, with a picture of Michael on the front and his ugly mug with his crooked teeth, and mentions me in that book too, you know, that I would follow Michael around like his servant and nonsense like that, carry his bags for him, you know, at the airport and that kind of nonsense. You know,
right?
And I remember that day that he saw me at the airport picking up Michael. He was on his way back from visiting Adam in San Domingo, and I was under indictment, and he needed a ride home from the airport. So I went and I picked him up. You know, it's a big. Tromboli. You know, I saw you. You know, you drove right by me. You looked right at me. I know you were there. You know, he couldn't hide in an empty auditorium, this guy. he was everywhere. You know, he followed us around. And, you know, I think me and Michael were the cause for his divorce because he was so obsessed, you know, that I was living in living out in Michael's house while I was under indictment. He would sit out there and watch the house. He would make notes of who's coming, who's going. You know, who didn't come out, you know, who went in, he would watch me play catch with Michael's son on the front lawn. And this guy had a family of his own and, you know, nut job, absolute nut job. He was even turned down by his superiors to get some kind of warrant to come into Michael's house to see what we were doing. You know, he was sure that there was cocaine in the house, you know, he was sure that we were committing crimes in the house. And, you know, come on, man. You know these people whore 15 minutes of fame, they don't get it, and then they cry about it, and then they write a book. How great they are, you know. So it's just unbelievable the nonsense. You know that the people that are 7-5 fans or who like the documentary, they don't have to be fans. You could like the documentary. I mean, it's as honest as the day is long. And it's horrible that they don't know all the aspects of what we did and what we went through with the illegal actions by, you know, people like Tremboli and such. So, the two of them, they should be peas in a pod, go have a beer, and I hope you choke on it.
All right, but, let's go back to our current situation, being in Twitter jail. Now, I did not tell this this guy that Frank, I did not tell Frank that I wanted to choke him, I'll break his neck, anything like that. I just simply put a catchphrase as a book, a fake book that's not out there. But anyways, so and you did absolutely nothing, and you're in Twitter jail. Meanwhile, we got ISIS that have an active Twitter account. We got Peter Fonda saying he wants to do horrible things to the First Family. You got Kathy Griffin putting up that horrible video of a decapitated Trump head. You got other people saying that they... the writer from Saturday Night Live says if those who do harm the First Family is going to get some sexual favors from her, but meanwhile they go they get a free pass. Why do you think that is? Well, is it because they're going after the First Family, or they're liberals, or we're just two scumbags?
I think it's because they think we're two scumbags.
Right,
and they're totally wrong. Because, I never held a severed head of the president or anybody else. You know, I never said that Barron Trump, happy birthday, Barron, by the way, the day before yesterday, to put him in a cage with pedophiles and such, and have the first lady kidnapped. I never said anything like that, and I never will. You know, these are just idiots that are spewing off at the mouth. These are liberals who are spewing off, left-wingers that are spewing off. And, I'm sure this guy, Burrell, or whatever his name is, and then
Garrodot.
Whatever. They're from the left also. So, right. And they're getting special privilege because they're mad because, their president or their choice of president isn't in the White House. Well, good luck, for the next 16 years because it's going to be Republican for at least the next 16 years. And I'll be 77. By that time, and hopefully I'll still be alive and still be laughing at him.
Right. Hopefully by that time we're still.
I'm not pissed at these people. Understand that they have a right to say what they want, but they're not getting held accountable for what they're saying. Mr. Trump now is getting flack for, Meghan McCain calling Trump out for hating her father. Well, the guy's dead, for God's sake, man. Why are you trying to keep it alive? What's wrong with you people?
Right. Plus, don't forget.
3 years ago, Meghan McCain was, would have married Trump, if he wasn't married. And now, because of the rift between her father and him, he's dead. It's over. You can't.
Right.
It's ridiculous. You can't defend yourself against somebody saying what you said about a dead man while he was alive. I'm getting off track here, so get me back on track,
right,
my friend.
Okay, real quick about the McCain-Trump feud. Trump signed off on flying McCain from Arizona to Washington and have the state, the dog and pony show state funeral. Trump did not attend for obvious reasons. But anyways, it's, some guy gets his feelings hurt. Frank Garrodot, he lives in San Francisco, which is right near Twitter headquarters, so I'm sure they believe the same thing. They said, these two big baddies are threatening me, so that's why we're kicked off. Meanwhile, ISIS has their things, their hate and rhetoric, and all these other people have their hate and rhetoric, but, some guy trying to make a joke using a a common catchphrase in our line of work, and you know, we're banned. But anyways, don't worry. We have a Gab account, 75 Radio on Gab, G-A-B.A-I or I-A. Or no, gab.com, sorry, gab.com. We have a account over there. And soon I'll be starting a Instagram account for 75 Radio. And believe it or not, folks, I'm still working on a YouTube page so we can upload videos and do a live stream. But, again, that takes time, and that's something I don't have. But anyways, Walter, before we go to our next commercial break, do you know of a show called Wife Swap?
I've seen it in going through the menu on my TV, but it's not something that I watched.
Right, you trust me, you're not missing much.
Yeah.
Last Sunday I got home after work and drove for Uber, and I want to watch Bar Rescue, because another reality show. Even though that's very fake, because if you think about it, you got this guy John Taffer who reminds me so much of my father. He's yelling at these people, and they're supposed to be training all week and refurbishing a bar or whatever. But the people at the bar wear the same clothes all week.
Yeah.
But anyways, I wanted to watch the show for some entertainment, and I'm gonna get to the rest of Wife Swap and the drag queens at the other end of this break. You're listening to 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Take away, Ray.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Boeing is now claiming a safety feature that might have helped the pilots of the two jets that crashed in Ethiopia and Indonesia shortly after takeoff will now be offered as standard equipment on the Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets. The equipment was missing in at least one of the jets because aircraft owners opted not to pay any extra money for the safety feature. President Trump has declared that Washington will recognize Israel's sovereignty over the disputed Golan Heights. Some think he's doing it to boost Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu a month before he faces an election. Mr. Trump speaks with Fox Business Network's Maria Bartiromo.
I've been thinking about doing it for a long time. It's been a very hard decision for every president. No president has done it.
It's not about Netanyahu's reelection.
No, I don't. I wouldn't even know about that.
This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
A Muslim call to prayer today in Christchurch and throughout New Zealand, where thousands gathered to remember the 50 people killed a week ago at two mosques. Imam Gamafuda.
Islamophobia is real. It's a targeted campaign to influence people to dehumanize and irrationally fear Muslims.
Two U.S. service members have been killed today in Afghanistan. Military officials in Kabul say they were conducting an unspecified operation. The location and who they were fighting is still unclear. Chairman Elijah Cummings of the House Oversight Committee says that Ivanka Trump and a White House aide have failed to save all of their emails as required by law. And Cummings says her husband Jared Kushner used a messaging app to conduct federal business outside government channels. He said this appears to violate the Presidential Records Act. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Okay, we're back on 7-5 Radio. All right, so last Sunday, I get home. I watched some Bar Rescue. Bar Rescue wasn't on. So they got the show on, and it's about some really femmy-looking guy, even though he's got tattoos and wears a ball cap on backwards, who does not accept homosexuality for whatever reason. And some real dykish lady with her big fat cankles and big fat dykey haircut is trying to convince the guy that homosexual is normal and okay. And I'm watching this like, what the hell am I watching? So then at the end of the show, the it's turned out to be the show Wife Swap. Is a man and wife swapping partners with two lesbians or whatever. So and then at the end of the show, they had the young boy that was with the normal couple do a fashion show and paint his fingernails or something. But my jaw just dropped. I'm like, what in the hell is this? Then I realized it's just programming. It's just programming to say, hey, this is normal. Two women living together and swapping spouses for the stupid show, that's normal. Homosexuality is normal. Dressing up as a female and your male is normal. Now, what you do behind your closed doors is your business. I don't want to know about it. Just like, believe me, nobody wants to know what I do behind closed doors. But anyways, and I said, this is definitely propaganda from the left to just put it right in our face. And it was just absolutely just disheartening because I did not want to watch it and just, I did not expect it. But, that's what the left is doing. And then in New Jersey this past Sunday, there's something called a drag brunch, which is getting popular, in big cities. You have a group of drag queens, guys who dress up as chicks, do Broadway shows or sing and dance and act like and people eat brunch. They got one over here at the place called the Chateau in Northeast Washington, D.C. So anyways, a father brought his two-year-old son to one of these things. And one of the drag queens, one of the dudes, came over, sang some popular song with small children, and put it on Twitter. Of course, this made Twitter. Meanwhile, a joke, one of my jokes, didn't, got me thrown off of Twitter, and it got 500,000 likes and retweets and views, and it went all over. I mean, it made national news. I was watching here morning news in D.C., and I was like, "What the hell is this?" So, anyways, you see this guy with his big broad shoulders, his big thick legs, singing this kid song, this two-year-old, and he don't know any better. He's all happy and stuff, and his dad's sitting there taping it. I mean, I don't blame the lady for dressing as a drag queen, because that's how she puts food on. That's how he puts food on his table. But for a father to bring your two-year-old to one of these things, just absolutely just mortifying. And what the father doesn't realize is that, you know, there's the internet out there, and it's real easy to look up things. So when this kid gets older, say his name's John Smith, and he goes to high school, whatever, he's like, wait a minute, aren't you John Smith? He's like, yeah, so? Weren't you the kid that went to the drag show and they sung the song Baby Shark? And then this kid's going to, when he gets older, he's going to have to live with it the rest of his life. Well, what's your take on this? These stories that I think that are intertwined?
Well, you know, it falls back to you know, what is on and off Twitter. You know, it's an interpretation on how good or bad you are on Twitter. You know, you can be mediocre. You know, you have African Americans calling each other nigga, but I can't say it. You know, even when I ask some of these young African Americans, you know, why do you get away with saying nigga, and you know, I get nothing but crap from, oh, you're a whitey, you're this, you're that, but that's okay. They call me whitey and honky or cracker or you know, whatever the hell. but I can't say the word nigga. But you can take your two-year-old to see a woman with a penis. You know, and you call it a drag brunch. Just make sure you don't eat the pigs in a blanket or grab a pig in a blanket.
If you do, that's an extra charge.
Even if it's covered with mustard, you know, don't go with it, you know. But you know, you're right. This poor kid, and you know, his father is going to crack about it for you know the next 10 years. And the first time he gets a date with a girl, of course, you know, the girl he brings the girl home to meet mom and dad. And son, you remember the time I took you to see those drag queens, you know, but. You know, the kid is going to be horrified for the rest of his life. I don't condone that. I wouldn't do that to my son. When my son turns 21, I'm going to take him out to eat, of course. You know, and that's another year and a half from now. And if he wants to order a beer, God bless him. If he doesn't want to order a beer, God bless him. I'm not going to put anything. I'm not going to drag him to a bar and say, this is dad's way of bringing you into manhood. You know, that's a bunch of nonsense, you know, or get him a hooker and say, this is dad's way of bringing you into manhood. You know, those kind of men give, you know, real men like us, you know, a bad name, really. That's why nobody likes, you know, single white men
us.
Or married women.
Yeah, nobody likes us, specifically us. But, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, how about bringing the kid to church on Sunday instead of the drag brunch? I mean, I try to get my kids to church. Luckily, my mother-in-law goes to church, so I try to get my kids to church as often as I can. Both of them went to a preschool that belongs to the church my wife and I got married in. And, you know, that's very important. And, you know, of course, I'm a hypocrite because I don't go to church as much as I should. But, you know, Christ is still in my life, believe it or not, folks. But anyways, that's where we're at right now, you know. Wife swap with homosexuals and having kids dress up in on TV in girly clothes, that's fine. Bringing your two-year-old to a venue with guys dressing up as girls and acting like girls, that's fine too. But you know, Walt and Scoop putting out a joke or just doing the show, you know, that's bad. And that's why I told Jim Lancey last year, I said, thank God we still have venues like Liberty News Radio, because we could say just about anything we want, but other than like curse words or being slanderous or saying things that are not true on people, say like Joe Smith like has sex with men, well, even though that's not true, but you know, there's no Joe Smith. But that's where we're at. And you know, I thank God for terrestrial radio, because even though it's been around for a long, long, long time, it's the only venue left of free speech. Now, unless you're Michael Savage, who's been on the air for 25 years, and his syndicator is doing everything he can to put him on the back burner because he's so, you know, he's still gaining steam and he has the ear of the president. I mean, WABC pulled him off and put on Ben Shapiro, who's a cuck. So anyway, speaking of cucks, what's your take on the Kelly Conway, Mr. Kelly Conway, Donald Trump saga?
I think the son of a gun should be arrested. You know, he's admitted to, you know, yelling and screaming at his wife, and now he does it on Twitter, so he doesn't have to do that anymore. You know, the poor woman needs to have this guy, you know, arrested or removed from her home. She's only asking for continuing trouble. Now, you know, I've dedicated a couple of shows, well, at least one whole show and part of other shows to the domestic violence issue in our country. I've put up the hotlines and stuff. And, you know, if you have an argument with your spouse, everybody gets that. You know, they should include that in your wedding vows, you know. And if you do have an argument with your spouse, that's what it is. It's over a difference of opinion of whatever may be going on in your household. This guy is seems like he wants 15 minutes of fame, because, hell, you know, I really didn't know she was married. You know,
right.
I didn't know she was married. And obviously she wears the pants in the family. And this guy, like you said, is a cuck. He is trying to make a man out of himself because he's married to Kellyanne by, you know, degrading the president with his, you know, like I said, I never knew this guy existed. And to be honest right. with you, I wish I could turn the clock back 2 weeks and feel that he never existed again. He's just, you know, this is a guy that needs to be taken and put in Twitter jail. You know, put him in Twitter cell with me. You know, I'll take care of him.
You know, take care of it with a keyboard.
Put him in
a
Twitter cell with me. He's the one that deserves it.
All right, we got, well, we're coming to our last segment. We'll finish up with Cuck Conway and Fox News. All right, again, this is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Take away, Eric Clapton.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary's selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no way.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we're back. Wednesdays, I'd like to just take out the bumper with Mr. Edwards. And just last segment, just play the whole song. But anyways, back to Mr. Kellyanne Conway. I think he's just an obvious cuck because here's his wife. She's very powerful, has the ear of the president. And Donald Trump, I mean, he is a very type A personality. He's very brash, very outspoken, very straightforward. And meanwhile, this guy, just looking at him, looks like a bag of crap. So I think he's just jealous. Like, well, why does Kellyanne spend all the time with the president, not with me? And why won't the president give me a job? Probably because, like the Donald Trump said, you're a loser. But any final thoughts on Mr. Conway?
I think I wrapped it up in saying the guy's a domestic violent perpetrator. And he the guy needs to be, you know, investigated. Kelly probably right. won't press charges against him. But, you know, you have positive forces in your life and negative forces in your life. Mr. Kellyanne is a negative force in her life, and she needs to rid that. Although it doesn't seem like it's, you know, hindering her career any, but everybody's like laughing at him. And, you know, she's going to come out on top of this because everybody knows that she is a smart woman, a good woman. Like you said, she has the ear of the president and she's going places. Her husband is just, you know, an anchor that she don't need. She don't need, you know, the ball and chain. The proverbial ball and chain is now on the other leg, you know.
Right. So. Yep. Yep. And finally, Fox News stepped in again. They hired former DNC chairwoman Donna Brazile, who's also a former CNN commentator, to the Fox News team. If you remember back in 2016, Donna Brazile gave Hillary Clinton the debate questions with Bernie Sanders, and they derailed the Bernie Sanders campaign, so Hillary would get that nomination, and more or less backed Sanders in a corner to support Hillary. I mean, she's guilty of voter fraud, and Fox News says, oh, we'll bring her on board. Meanwhile, our good friend Sean Bergen, back in 2014, appeared on the Megyn Kelly show to talk about what happened with him on News 12 in Long Island. News 12 New Jersey, concerning the murder of Officer Melvin Santiago. And he came out straightforward, honest, and said an opinion piece and was willing to suffer the consequences, which he did. Now, mind you, Sean Bergen's been on Liberty News Radio on and off for 5 years, and he is an ace reporter. I know he was good, but when he was working with him and talking to him, I mean, he's really, really, really good. But, of course, since he's not a Hollywood insider, a Beltway insider, since he's a straight-up man and doesn't look good in a skirt, not a leg crosser, he's out to fend for himself. Meanwhile, Fox News keeps bringing in every single Beltway insider, and now they're bringing in more and more enemies to its network. They have Shepard Smith, who's just absolutely abysmal. They have Juan Williams, who just hates everybody. And now they bring in Donna Brazile. You know, the Murdoch family, the sons of Rupert, run the network. Plus, they have a very large investment from a investor from the Middle East. So Fox News is changing. So, I mean, I really don't watch Fox anymore. I don't watch CNN or MSNBC for last. So I watch One American News as my network of choice, and not no longer Fox. Well, what say you about Donna Brazile joining the Fox News organization?
I think it's a huge, huge mistake. I think Fox News is trying to make a statement of some kind to, I guess, give the DNC or the Democratic Party in general, you know, a slap in the face, leading people to believe we have a turncoat. You know, you had a turncoat in your party, and we have her, leading us to believe that she's going to tell us some kind of secrets about the DNC and stuff. But there is no secret about the DNC. They're a bunch of idiots running around like, you know, oh, my God, this guy's elected president. Oh, my God, what are we going to do? Well, the thing is, respect the office and follow the man's lead to try to make the country better. Don't try to tie his hands up and put him in Twitter jail. Because you don't want him to succeed. You know, this is a country that needs to succeed. But getting back to Miss Brazile, I think she's at this point in time, I think she's a waste. maybe they needed some female of African American descent who has probably some Anglo-Saxon in her bloodline somewhere to be a spokesperson, or like the, what we used to call in the 70s a token. This is who we have now, that kind of thing.
Right. But if Fox already has
token. She's hired as a token for being, you know, African-American to put on a right or more conservative type show. I mean, because, you know, they got that one William. You know that you think that would be enough for the left side. But I get, you know, to have him on. I guess maybe they're trying to shove her down his throat, kind of, you know, pardon the pun. But, you know, I think they just need to reassess what they're doing. And they suspended Jeanine Pirro, who I absolutely just love as a professional, a legal professional. And, you know, they suspended her and got this Donna Brazile on top. It's a token. I think it's just a token.
Right, but Fox already has tokens. They got Juan Williams, who's black/Hispanic. They got Geraldo Rivera, who's Hispanic. And they got, Stacey Dash, who's a black female, who's also easy on the eyes. And they also bring in Candace Owen, who's very outspoken for the Blexit movement, or the black people leaving the Democrats. And they also have Michelle Malkin on the air. And they also have Ann Coulter on the air, but I've noticed she's been on less and less. So it might be a move go more to the left. I don't know why, because the ratings are boffo. Or it could be a move because the DNC said no to Fox News about any debate for the 2020 primaries. So this might be a move. It's like, listen, we got Donna Brazile. She used to run the DNC. Come on, give us a chance. And... but they're not going to do it. So anyways, Donna Brazile is getting a big fat salary for just being Donna Brazile, who, you know, just is more or less a criminal in my opinion. And I think she's very anti-white. Also in my opinion, she says some things, you know, she's pro-black, which is fine. Cause I mean, you know, be pro whatever you want to be, including pro-white, but I don't think she's a good fit for Fox News. But did you see Hannity and Brazile go at it on Hannity's show when he introduced her?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, she said she called him sugar and called him baby all in one sentence. Like, oh, come on, baby, or give me some sugar, baby, or something like that. But yeah. I don't know. And Sandy just sitting there all laughing, whatever. He's probably, you know, his handlers are telling him, like, listen, be nice to Donna. She's on the payroll now, and you know, she's a fellow employee. But, I mean, just, it made me sick because, I mean, Hannity just said, you know what, Donna, why are you doing this network? You don't deserve to be here. You know, we got people who fight for this country, and you want to just throw it down the toilet. But, I mean, it was a love fest. I mean, it looked fake because, I mean, I believe that Donna hates Hannity, and I think Hannity hates Donna. But... you know, we'll see what happens. I'll continue to watch One American News, or continue to listen to talk radio, the first and the last bastion of free speech. But while we're coming to a close, any final thoughts or anything you want to talk about today? I hugged the whole hour again.
Well, no, we did good today. I just want to bring up something off the left of what we're talking, off kilter of what we're talking about. Your local legislature has to come up. I'm talking about GoFundMe pages. You know, somebody gets sick, they start a GoFundMe page. Somebody dies, they start a GoFundMe page. Somebody, you know, somebody's house burned down, GoFundMe page. Somebody gets, you know, ill and they're in the hospital, they don't have insurance, a GoFundMe page. All right. You know, I understand that not everybody can afford insurance and things like that. But these GoFundMe pages, there's and I bring this up because I'm flipping through the news here, and there's a country singer, never heard of him before, Carter or something Carter, and he died. It's not funny. He died by accident filming a video. He had a gun in his pocket and it went off and caught him in the eye and killed him. 35 years old. I never heard of this guy before. His mom is starting a GoFundMe page to keep his legacy alive. Now, dude, you know, if you're alive and long enough or well known enough to have a legacy, why do you need a GoFundMe page to bury you?
Well, I guess he didn't have a legacy. That's the start of Riders on the Storm, or halfway through. But once again, another great show. This is Liberty News Radio Network, 75 Radio. Please check us out somewhere. We're not on Twitter yet. We're fighting that. But keep a good fight and aim straight. All right. See you, everybody.
This is James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.